I started on ASEA just about a year ago, May of last year. My background, I had spent 33 years in the healthcare delivery system in a very large hospital system here in Utah. And in that, to get into that that career, I got a degree in nursing, a Bachelor of Science Nursing. And that degree gave me the opportunity to be at the bedside in many of the ICUs, in the emergency room, in the OR, and doing quite a bit of patient care. And to be able to do that properly, I had to go through all of those chemistry, bio, inorganic, organic, all of that stuff. And so when the time came for someone to describe to me what ASEA was about and what redox signaling molecules were doing, it made perfect sense to me. Now, I'll admit, my training was about four decades ago, and at that time, redox signaling molecules were called something else, and they didn't quite know what they did. And so now to be able to have Dr. Samuelson and his team put this together and have these molecules stabilized outside the body to be taken as a supplement is truly the amazing breakthrough. So with that little bit of history, when I was introduced to ASEA by a good friend of mine, I was able to read Dr. Samuelson's book, The Science of Healing, and it made sense to me. And I got very excited about the science of it, but I was very skeptical. I've been accused of calling it snake oil and Windex, and I still do that in a loving way. But my skepticism was such that in my scientific nature, I didn't want anybody to know I was on ASEA until I was able to put it through a discovery process. And so when I started taking it last year in May, it was a couple of months before I had my first aha. Right away, I should say within a few weeks of taking it, I, like many people, experienced an energy level surge. Now, for a 60-year-old guy like me, who, as Trish described earlier, is working on a very limited amount of redox signaling molecules, to get an energy surge was a real positive experience. And I could tell my energy surge even off of taking the minimum dose of 2 ounces in the morning and 2 in the evening. At some point along the year, I increased that to 3 and 3, and again, I felt another boost in energy level. But the one experience that I want to share, well, I've had several, but the first one I'll share is in June. I had the opportunity to join a group of young men and leaders taking boys on a backpacking trip. And this trip was 52 miles in the high Uintas. We gained and lost several thousand feet of elevation going up and down passes and peaks. We were out there for 5 days. I was on ASEA throughout the entire trip. This was not an unfamiliar trip for me, and I kind of knew what to expect when I got home. Except that this time when I got home, instead of running for analgesics and anti-inflammatory, I waited, and I didn't have any type of muscle pain. I'm used to having my calves and thighs scream at me. But as Trish described earlier, with ASEA on board, it protects, repairs, and replaces. So when I got home and didn't have any pain, I thought, well, I'm just an old guy and I need to wait a day or two. It'll catch up with me. It never did. And I thought, wow, there's something to this. My cells have been replacing themselves as quickly as I have been abusing them and tearing them down. But that was the first kind of okay, I like that. I also had experiences. I am a environmental, seasonal allergy person. I spent great money and a lot of technology in trying to manage my allergy. Once I started on ASEA, I took a big leap and put away all of my nasal sprays and my high-tech pills and said, let's see what ASEA can do. And I'm here to tell you that this part of my immune system has been corrected. Those allergies no longer cause me to rupture my eardrums. Those allergies no longer manifest themselves. And when they do, it's very easy to spray a little ASEA in my eyes when they're to that point where I want to touch them and kind of, you know, why are they drying out? And within a very short amount of time, those symptoms dissipate. They're gone. So even in this springtime in Utah, I've had some irritation in my eyes, and I've just keep that bottle close, and I'll spray them, and that's the only thing I'm using to treat my allergies. But the big thing I wanted to study was I was also concerned about my pancreas. In 2008, I ended up in the hospital with acute pancreatitis, and it was triggered by a reaction that I was having with erythromycin. But once I got over that acute pancreatitis, I was left with what is called a pseudocyst on the tail of my pancreas. That pseudocyst was filled with fluid, and it grew to about the size of a handball, and my gastroenterologist said, well, we ought to go in and, you know, remove that fluid and see what we can find. And so a year in 09, they did that, removed it, did the cytology review of that, said, okay, so let's just watch it another year. So we did some more CAT scans, watched it another year. Sure enough, it came back, same size. Doctor went in again, did a fine needle aspiration. This time the fluid was starting to be more concerned with what they were discovering from the inside the pseudocyst. Doctor said, well, let's watch it again. I said, really, this is modern healthcare. It's the best we can do is just watch this cyst refill itself over and over again. I said, yeah, that's kind of what we do. And it says, if it doesn't resolve within a year, then we'll probably do something creative. And I said, well, I'm not sure I like that idea. But anyway, then it turned out when I started ASEA in May, I'd been on ASEA with a seven-month period, went back for another exam, an MRI, to look and see if the cyst was still an issue. And sure enough, the cyst had diminished significantly. My internist said that it looked like it had reduced in size by about 30%, so now it was down to about the size of a ping pong ball. And that was great news because both he and my gastroenterologist said, you know, we're done looking at this. The radiologists are satisfied. And the question, as I heard earlier, so Kim, what are you doing? I had an opportunity to spend 30 minutes with my internist and talk to him about ASEA, and I've had subsequent discussions with him as well. So what I have discovered through ASEA, VDOT signaling molecules, is not only can you have chemical changes, your cells are put in a situation that they can heal themselves, you can have structural changes in your organs, can be reversed, unhealthy cells can be replaced with healthy cells, and the immune system in my case has been extremely strong. I've had multiple times when I felt like a cold was coming on, I take an extra couple of ounces, and it never comes to fruition, it just goes away. I've used ASEA on skin abrasions, burns, bites, cuts. In fact, 2 weeks ago, I smashed the end of my finger, and I soaked it in ASEA, and the pain went away. The healing of my finger is just fascinating to watch. So I tell everybody within 3 feet about ASEA and how it has made a difference for me. And the most exciting thing I enjoy is when I share this with other people and they tell me what it's doing for them.